Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Lois with the Kaleidoscope Theater. Lois, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm so excited that the new season for Kaleidoscope is coming along. Mm-hmm. We've got a performance, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, coming up this weekend and next weekend.
Correct.
Tell me about the performance.
Well, it's the familiar cartoon characters of Charlie Brown and Lucy and Linus and Schroeder and Snoopy, etc. And it's a musical, and it's children-friendly, as you might guess. So it's fun for everybody, and we have some of the best singers. And I must say that they weren't that great when they first started. But we have David Watson, who's one of the musical guys out here at Gulf Coast, and he has worked with them, and I'll tell you, this is going to be the best singing you've heard in a long time. And Lauren Kolmetz, who's also an employee of Gulf Coast and does Redeemer Dance, maybe, is the choreographer, and Hillary McElinden is our director. But we have some wonderful people doing this show, and I've seen them sing and dance, and it's just a colorful, fun show. And it opens tonight, 7:30, and we're doing in-person shows. You must wear a mask. All tickets have to be bought by doing a phone, calling us, rather than online, because we have to seat you specifically so it's socially distanced. Mm-hmm. And we also have a virtual performance that you can download and watch. So you can do either.
Yay! That's exciting. So how do I get the virtual?
The virtual, go to either the Kaleidoscope website, kt-online.org, and click on Get Tickets, even though, well, you are getting a ticket to the virtual. Mm-hmm. And there's a link there. Or there, the link is also on our Facebook page, but it's probably easier to find on the webpage because you know immediately which tab to press. Mm-hmm. And then the link's right there. You just click on it. And you'll have 8 days to do it. And the Public Eye, if you know them, JD and Margaret, are doing the video. So they're producing the virtual performance. So we have probably the most talented artists in Bay County working on this show. We are just thrilled. So
JD and Margaret with the Public Eye are absolutely excellent at what they do.
They are.
I know that they work with you on, I think, the last performance.
Yes, when I did Clue, they did projection as our set, because we're at Mosley in their lovely theater, but we can't build a set because we can't nail. We're not at home.
Yeah.
And we have to honor being a visitor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't even, you can't get in until Tech Week, which at Kaleidoscope, we're there for the whole 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And know what we're doing. Oh, we know what we're doing. Honest. We are good at putting it together.
But certainly with that being at Mosley, and it, you know, it being a school along with having this performance center, there are rules that they have for the well-being of the students and things like that you have to sort of work around. And it's a common problem in the area right now for the arts. Mm-hmm. I know that the Martin Theater is having to do performances out at like the Majestic since their venue is under construction.
That's true, and those are incoming shows. Mm-hmm. They are not doing the Martin Ensemble, mm-hmm. because the same problems that we have. You have to have a theater where you can really be in it, mm-hmm. and build it and do it. Unless you're doing Charlie Brown, fortunately, really has no set. It just has big, funny props, because our Snoopy weighs 300 pounds, so we have a big doghouse. But it's Bruce Taws, who's the director of theater at Mosley High School. Talk about friends. We got the best friends in the world.
It's just so exciting that y'all are still making this happen. What's it been like practicing and rehearsing for this?
Yeah, well, again, fortunately, Mosley has come through. They are just dear friends of Kaleidoscope, and they allowed us to use their facility at night. Now, not the theater. We couldn't get in that, but we could get in. I think they started in the choir room, and then they went to Bruce's, we call it the Garagatorium because it's a big auditorium thing that's attached to his theater classroom. Mm-hmm. It used to be the shop, so you can imagine, which is, so they've been rehearsing there. And even though they require certain COVID restrictions, masks and social distancing, that everybody's temperature is taken as soon as you go in, which will happen again at Mosley when you come as an audience member. So we are doing all those. Those were our rules as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have already established a COVID protocol so mm-hmm. that we're doing things as safely as we possibly can.
Which is excellent. You have on here that social distance, it will be enforced. However, you can be seated with your group.
Yes.
Which is why, you know, you got to call in and purchase right. your in-person tickets so that they can seat your group and then separate you from other groups safely.
Correct.
Which that's a great compromise in yes. terms of how do yes. you go experience this show with your loved ones and your friends, but also be safe from sort of community connection and infection.
True. And remember, if you feel totally like you do not want to go anywhere, mm-hmm. download the video and you got it yeah. in your own home or wherever you want to watch.
And these performances are tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
At 7:30.
There's a matinee on
and
Saturday.
There's a matinee on Saturday because Sunday was not available to us. We would have to pay for massive COVID cleaning, which we have to pay for anyway, I'll tell you. But mm-hmm. but because there's a church there, it's just too difficult to share that space. So instead of our Sunday matinees, we're doing the Saturday matinees at 2, and that's this week. And then we close February 4th and 5th and 6th, mm-hmm. and those are the Thursday and Fridays are at 7:30 again and 2 p.m. on that closing Saturday, February 6th.
Excellent. Well, all this information is available online at ktonline.com.
KT-or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
KT-online.org.
Right.
Excellent. And we're going to have this information up on the website, WKGC.org, so we can link directly to that, and you can get tickets online there at KTonline.org. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you for coming on, Lois, and break a leg.
Thanks a lot.